Everyone is trying to predict the tech IPO market, but maybe IPOs just aren't the plan for tech companies anymore.
Well, in the last 20 years, there are half as many companies that are public because there are other options.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Market volatility aside, Dropbox probably is going public in 2018. Airbnb, at least as of Thursday, is apparently not. Cloudflare, Stripe, SpaceX, WeWork, Slack, I don't know, maybe? But with private valuations super high, employees and investors wanting to make some money on these companies, and some venture capitalists saying that public markets aren't even the right fit for companies anymore, we thought we'd go ahead and get the VC perspective on the tech IPO drought. Annie Lamont is the managing partner at Oak Investment Partners. I asked her if companies even still want to go public.
Absolutely. People are looking for liquidity. And it's not just the investors. It is the rank and file. It's the employees. You know, it's hard, particularly in companies like Airbnb and Uber. They're not going to be sold. Once your valuations, even Dropbox, you know, get to be $5, $7, $10 billion, how many purchases are there of assets of that scale? So if the founder's goal is to build a lasting, iconic company, then eventually he probably wants to go public, and partly as a branding event and also a liquidity event.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that branding event. That's kind of an intriguing concept. Is it also a whole lot of marketing?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best marketing event you can have. We've had many companies, and 80% of our companies have been sold versus gone public. And the companies that have been sold in general evaporate in terms of the public consciousness. You know, 5 years later, nobody knows who they were.
Well, and there's also this talk about, you know, in the venture community about public markets being broken. You've got Spotify pursuing this alternate IPO. Right. Eric Ries starting the alternative stock exchange. How big do you think that trend gets? Is a traditional IPO even a good idea?
Well, in the last 20 years, there are half as many companies that are public. There are far fewer public companies because there are other options. I mean, one, it's definitely more costly. You also have a higher threshold to go public in terms of scrutiny and risk and liability. And simultaneously, you have enormous pools of private equity, and some of those are more venture-like to support a much, you know, later stage funding environment for the Ubers and Airbnbs. But you also have enormous PE funds like Blackstone. I mean, $20 billion company is now owned by Blackstone, as opposed to having, you know, certainly 20 years ago, they would have gone public.
And then what does that mean for the actual public? Like, does the public miss out on the opportunity to be invested in Uber?
If you're defining the public broadly, I mean, the reality is state pension money, endowments. There's a lot of money that is, you know, corporate pensions, that is in private equity firms, that is in venture capital firms, right? And that money is being invested in these same companies.
But you don't get that opportunity to be the one who bought Apple stock really early or Amazon stock.
That is true.
How about you? You've been doing this a while. You've been working in venture for more than 30 years. Was there a time when you invested in a company that went public and it ended up being a mistake?
You know, I can think of one company 20 years ago that we took public, and the two competitors to it immediately disappointed in the markets. And, you know, it created a sort of a spiraling downward in terms of the morale and attitude of the employees and our ability to recruit new employees and physicians to the company. So it actually was devastating, because I think if we hadn't had a stock price that the people were focused on, people would not have felt the downstream in value that they did by being public and then watching a stock drop 70%, you know, a month after an IPO. Stock price does drive the perception of a company, and we overvalue what we can quantify sometimes.
That's Annie Lamont from Oak Investment Partners. Now, while U.S. unicorns and other tech companies have been staying out of the markets, analysts do expect several big Chinese companies to go public in 2018, including the smartphone and electronics maker Xiaomi and Uber's Chinese competitor, Didi. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.